Dorothy. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get with it.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast. Episode, what is it?
576.
Yes. And we got Hannibal and Monty back with us again. For some reason, we have mini Hannibal down in the corner. I don't know how that happened, but I'll have to fix that wherever the fuck that is.
That's how it is. It's like Hannibal is like herpes, man. You get a little bit of Hannibal on you, and that shit just goes everywhere. It's crazy.
We might have mini Hannibal, but we can never have too many Hannibal.
There it is. Bars.
That's how we roll. So, update today, Pokemon Go, they had Lapras event. Yes, I had played before the show, and I got three shiny Lapras, Ben. Lapras, and a shiny Absol.
Are you going to talk about something people actually care about instead?
What? It's Lapras day.
I can't, Billy. Really. I can't.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, Monty is a huge fucking Pokemon fan, you know, so it's kind of weird and creepy to me, but all right. I go with it.
I should start wearing my Ninja Turtle bandana when you're on.
You should.
We could be buddies, mirror buds.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. But I wear scarves. Y'all wear bandanas. I don't know.
Yeah. I wear bandanas. B-A-N-D-A-N-A-N.
I don't know what the fuck that
spelled
is.
Spelled like a banana, but with a D in it.
If we were Ninja Turtles, I think Ben is Leonardo. And I'm Donatello. Billy is Raphael, and Monty is Michelangelo.
I see Billy more as Michelangelo, especially when the motherfucker could eat a bunch of pizzas on his own.
I'm cool but rude, but I do kind of rude.
Not
I'm
really.
Cool but rude, but I do kind of identify as a Michelangelo type.
Yeah, you don't have the the temper.
Yeah.
Got back from Vegas just in time for the show.
Yes!
Here's the $100 I didn't lose at the tables.
Yes!
Thank you so much.
Losing it at the peasants.
Dang, that's awesome. Shout out to not losing it into a gambling problem. That's the move.
Yeah, yeah. We have to meet the goal.
Yeah.
So why don't, instead of talking about fucking Pokemon, why don't you announce what we're doing after the show instead of like doing
that? Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, after the show, I will be playing more Pokemon Go while driving. No.
Are you listening, insurance companies?
That's not true at all. We're actually going to try and meet our goal on this episode, but if we can't, we're going live on the Underground channel. Is that it?
Yes, we are going live on the DP
Underground. And we're going to be watching the brand new wrestling pay-per-view from AEW.
You're not doing good at making it sound cool.
What do you mean?
All right, so there's a link in the description. We will be doing a review of the new AEW Double or Nothing pay-per-view. Come there, check it out. The link is already up, so you can go there and hit the reminder and everything. We'll be sitting there watching it. We'll probably have a few people come and go. I think Pimp Monk said he was coming. A lot of people want to come and watch it. You can at least come and hang out in the chat. We might be taking some live calls, but we're only going to talk about the wrestling shit. So if you're calling, you don't have anything to say about wrestling, you're gone.
Egghead really wants to watch with us.
Shut up.
God. Ben's a fucking idiot. I'm over here giving complete golden ideas, and he wants to shut me up. I'm a fucking golden goose, Ben. I shit golden eggs. You want to eat some of my fucking eggs?
No.
I got an egghead egg on deck, motherfucker.
No.
I got an egghead egg on deck.
No.
I got an egghead egg on deck.
So for those of you who just want to hang out in the chat and listen to us talk about what we're watching, you could do that. If you're actually going to watch it live, you can watch along with us. Or if you just want to know what's going on, but you don't want to pay to watch it live, you'll at least hear us say what's happening. You won't be able to see or hear what we see.
You won't be able to
who's
see
on
the wrestling
card tonight.
But who needs the wrestling when you got Sweet Boys?
Were you saying who's on the card?
Yeah, yeah. Who's fighting tonight?
Goldust versus Cody Rhodes.
But he's
that's
not
all
called
I care
Goldust
about.
Anymore.
Yeah, but it's his brother Goldust. It's the boys, the brothers. That's all I care about. I want to see Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes or what the fuck you want to call them. I want to see them boys. I want to see them boys fight it out in front of their dead daddy. In front of their dead daddy's ghost.
Is the corpse of Dusty going to be laying there next to the ring?
I wonder if they have some of his cremant remains.
Was he cremated?
I have no idea. Probably not. He probably
okay,
got.
Then no, they don't.
They could have like dug up a toe or something and burn it. I bet you Goldust got one of his diabetic toes that fell off.
Oh, God, stop.
He's got it on a necklace. I want to see Damn. That match so bad. And then they got Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega and a myriad of other wrestling matches. But that doesn't even matter because we're going to be doing commentary the entire way through. And that's going to be fun regardless.
And that will hopefully, if we don't meet the goal during the regular show, people will follow us over there and help us meet the goal because we're going to be streaming way longer than usual.
And
tonight,
and I was gonna give my golden egg idea over here because I'm the golden goose laying golden egg heads. I was gonna say people could put their money where their mouth is and if donate money saying yes to Egghead being on the show or no. And if there's more money saying yes, Egghead can watch. And if not, he's got to suffer.
We're not talking about Dusty the Bird or the annoying Dusty. We're talking about Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty
guys.
Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Yes.
Dusty Rhodes.
The American dream, if you will.
You know what we should have gotten?
Dusty Rhodes was the first time I ever heard a white guy talk so much like a black guy.
Have you ever heard Dusty Rhodes?
Dusty Rhodes sounds like the preacher from like the white Baptist churches in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever he starts talking, I just feel like a plate's coming around. I should give him some dollars. So.
Have you ever heard the Dusty Rhodes muffler story?
Rest in peace, Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the Dusty Rhodes muffler story?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. If you can Google Dusty Rhodes muffler story and play that, that's a great precursor to tonight's show. The Dusty Rhodes muffler story is one of the most hilarious wrestling stories I've ever heard.
I don't know if I want to play it on the regular show, but maybe we'll check it out some other time. I think we will kind of – everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream.
The muffler story puts butts in seats. That's all I'm saying.
Everyone, please like the stream, share it, go to social media, share it. Let's get some more people in here. And we're going to get started on everything right now.
Oh.
He called me, sir. It got me so human angry.
Is it showing up on the main screen?
Wow.
They're laughing at me.
Alexi's black.
Oh, sorry. I don't know why that happened. Here we go.
Better well learn to love it.
Better well.
I had to set up a duplicate of this layout so that what I broadcast won't show the pay-per-view, but I'll be able to share the one that is showing it with everybody else.
Will they hear audio?
Nope.
Will
only
we hear audio?
Yes.
Okay.
Only we will hear the audio.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
So they're just going to hear you responding to what you're seeing.
Yes.
Yes.
Because if we play it for even 30 seconds, we're going to get a strike.
Not only a strike, we'll get sued, and Cody Rhodes will be pissed. He'll come and try and fight us, and I'll have to whoop his ass. And I don't want to do that to Cody Rhodes. I like him.
I mean, look, listen. Sometimes you got to fight people that you like.
But this isn't one of those situations where you have to.
Sometimes that ass whooping ain't personal, Billy the Fridge. Sometimes you got to
No, exactly.
That
exactly. And that's why if you ever had to kick my ass, I would never take it personal, Hannibal. I would never. I'd be like, man, you had to do it. It's cool. It's cool.
And why would I kick your ass?
I'm not saying you would. I'm just saying, letting you know now, if that ever came down to it, you just had to fucking drop me. It's whatever. It ain't personal.
Also, real quick, can we just remark on the moment when I was trying to figure out which Ninja Turtles we are? Nobody remarked at the idea that Ben was definitely Leonardo and I was definitely Donatello. Nobody even considered otherwise. Like, no, Hannibal, you're Raphael, and this and that. That's kind of sucks. You know what I'm saying? There's no other archetype for us. It's just that's who we are.
Ben's kind of in the leadership role right now. He's running the show. We're kind of following. You're at the tail end of the lineup, and I always thought Donatello took up the back end. So, like, I personally, Donatello is one of my favorites. He actually is my favorite. The bow staff is my favorite weapon. right? It's great. It's the most extended weapon. It's got the range. It's badass. It can hurt somebody.
That's why I like being Donatello in a lot of the Ninja Turtle games.
Yeah.
Especially that first NES one. Donatello was like the best character.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about the 2D, the 2D side scroll again?
Yes.
Yes.
I used to hate that game. I never beat that game.
It's a very difficult game.
Awesome. Yeah, it's that good. Game was awesome.
Yeah, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game? Oh, I was all on that shit.
Yeah, I played that.
That was good too.
From strictly
that game in the X-Men arcade game that for some reason had Dazzler in it.
Dazzler and Longshot were way more popular characters back then.
Yeah.
I want them to bring Mojo into like a movie. Mojo World. That would be so dope.
It's coming.
I should play Mojo before I get my skin removed.
Do you remember Shatterstar? That was another character from like the Dazzler.
Wasn't Shatterstar in Deadpool 2?
Was he?
Yeah, and I was really mad. They killed him in like seconds. I was very upset. But they went back in time and erased that timeline. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
All of X-Force dying was amazing. That was just...
X-Force, yeah.
So beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we look at the lineup, I think Raph comes in second in the lineup. Like, when I see the guys lined up for some reason, because he's always fighting for leadership role, even though he never gets it. So, like, I'm right below Ben, so I think from, like, that just the way we're lined up.
Just going in order.
But I think I'm more Michelangelo because I puke a lot.
And Michelangelo pukes.
He doesn't puke a lot, but you think that's the opposite of eating a lot, right?
All right, I'm playing a fucking news story.
You don't like my Ninja Turtles. Okay, I take it back. Ben's Venus.
Ben's a bit savage today. I like it. I like savage Ben.
Ben's Venus from the TV series Ben with savage, the girl Ninja Turtle.
Okay.
Ben Savage.
I just thought.
I'm Ben Savage from Boy Meets World.
Ben Savage. Yeah, I just realized that.
So
I'm Nacho Hands Candy Sandwich.
Spell Ben with two E's, and then it's like then you Ben Savage. You know what I'm saying?
Ben Savage.
I didn't just get like this.
That's a good Savage. That's a good rap name, actually, Ben Savage.
So there's this CEO that's been appearing on a lot of different conservative news outlets, and he's trying to fund the border wall and get it to actually be built and everything.
Fisher Industries CEO Tommy Fisher believes his proposal for the president is the best for border security.
I want to be able to look every one of them square in the eye and say, if you have the faith in us, I guarantee you we'll deliver.
That sounds like a used car salesman line.
He looks like one, absolutely. Too.
I'm going to look you straight in the eye, shake your hand, and let you know I respect you.
Look at this guy. He looks like he does cocaine and 15-year-olds, not in that order. He looks like a fucking used car salesman.
Toyota Camry.
For real.
So have you spoken to the president? Have you reached out to the White House, to the Transportation Department, to see if they will hire you a company?
I'm meeting with DHS tomorrow. We've met with several senators in Congress. Congressional staff that will be out there. We've demonstrated our ability to build over a mile a day a few weeks ago where we're going to have congressional members and senators there.
What's it going to take to get you in this little beauty right here?
Why don't we just take all the garbage and move it?
Just lean on this wall. Look how it feels.
Why don't we just put a mile-long wall of garbage over there? And they got to climb through shit and piss and vinegar and garbage?
Think your problem, Donald, is that you just don't think you deserve such a nice wall, and I just want to know what you do.
I know what you're thinking. You're going to go talk to the little lady before you purchase this wall, and I respect that, but you're making a mistake. Because this wall is just going to stand here, okay? It's going to...
This relationship. Are you the man, or is she the man?
Yeah.
this is a great bit. I love this shit. We might have to repurpose this. If we got any animators in the audience, like we might need to take that clip and just animate that shit. You know, used car shit. Like Donald Trump is going through all of the different like wall used places. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Walmart at Walmart.
All the dealerships.
And you know he's like, hey, you know, if you want Melania to, you know. Just be happy and settle for steel slats. Fine, be that way. I see who wears the pants.
Or you could go in and tighten up that belt and say, woman, this is the wall we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tighten that belt, Trump.
He starts upselling Donald Trump on like all of the different other add-ons and shit and have you thought about grenade throwing gorillas on top, all right? Because you definitely want top of the line security.
You need what you need is my limited protection plan where you pay for it and then you can't do anything with it.
And don't forget to get your gap insurance on this wall, because what happens when the Democrats step in and tear it down?
You're
paying for this wall that's gone.
Just to prove that when we say something, we mean what we say and we do what we say.
The president will, if he allows us to play and our team of Fisher Industries to play, I guarantee you no different than Tom Brady. Once we get in, we never come out. And if we don't perform, the president can fire us. And that's how
listen to this shit. You know? You could be like Tom Brady, throw a touchdown, get a good deal on a wall.
That sounds rapey as fuck.
Looks like he's going to offer like free steaks with every wall purchase.
Comfortable and confident. Don,
can I call you Don?
Yeah.
Is when people see what we really offer.
I love it. I'm not taking sides on which prototype
is the kind of guy I'd like to have a beer with.
Best, but this is why you're a good businessman.
How many hundreds of miles of wall can we...
How many hundreds of gallons of gel do you put on your fucking head every day?
We expect to see constructed, let's say, in the next year or two, do you think, if everything goes optimally?
Well, we've put a proposal on Homeland Security's desk back in January, which was the largest bond proposal ever issued in the U.S. history, at 700 miles in around 5 years, and that's the complete state of California.
Yeah, see, this doesn't look like a fence. This looks like an actual wall.
California, Arizona, and New Mexico, with no exceptions for mountains.
I didn't know Newsmax had TV, so that's new to
me. Yeah, Newsmax... They're probably on like a lot of cable and satellite packages. Maybe they stream on the internet too. Newsmax is very far right wing compared to even Fox News.
I read it every day, and it's it's just like by the time you've been to Fox News and Breitbart and the Blaze, by the time you get to Newsmax, you're like, oh, I've seen all this already.
I don't know.
Yeah, Newsmax is. Like news, like it. I mean, it's technically news.
Technically,
yeah. No, but like unlike Breitbart is like very like it's opinions, like it's like editorials that they call news.
And Andrew Breitbart's been dead for so long now. It's crazy that it's still going on without him. I was surprised that even after he died, it still keeps going. Breitbart News. I knew people who were like some of the top commentators at Breitbart that didn't even know him.
How'd that happen?
We had, because they got hired after Andrew died. Like when we had Milo on this show, he said he had never met Andrew before. So he died a while back, quite a while back.
It's kind of a sudden thing. Didn't a bunch of the like Gamergate people end up at Breitbart? Part of it. Am I misinformed on that? I don't know. I haven't dug deeper into this.
I don't know who works there specifically, like all the people, but I wouldn't be surprised if a few got in there. Sure. Yeah.
I kind of hope this guy gets the contract for his 700 miles of wall.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I kind of want to see what happens when America invests in a 1995 Camaro, and then it just, you know, fucking doesn't pan out the way you want it.
Is there a lemon law for this wall?
This is the kind of car you could fix up and take it to car shows. People envy you.
Wall shows. There's going to be a bunch of Latina models posing next to the wall.
Yeah. here's a video about why Trump's relationship with Nancy Pelosi took a turn. Because Nancy Pelosi used to be one of the few Democrats he didn't give like a weird nickname to. It was like, I like Nancy.
Melanie Zanona joins us. She's a congressional reporter and Huddle author at Politico. Melanie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
See, now we're getting reporters with unnatural hair colors.
She's got a wonderful aesthetic.
You think so?
I want to trust her.
I just noticed that her hair is like, you know, that's
those
not
bangs,
a natural hair color.
It's not natural, but it's not
incredibly
it's not wrong.
Incredibly bangable.
She has that aged
is that what we're talking about?
She has that aged beauty.
I was just saying, like, on Fox News, they always had, like, blonde women all the time. And and I never saw reporters on the news even, like, 5 years ago or so that had unnatural hair color kind of like that. And now I'm seeing reporters that have dreads and stuff. Like, that was never a thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah, there's a CNN reporter who has dreads.
Oh, I thought you meant on Fox.
Oh, no. And this isn't Fox either. But, like, even this, it's changed, like, what they allow people on the news. This is CBS News. I mean, like, I remember a time when there weren't even women sportscasters. Like, there were zero female sportscasters on ESPN. Back in the day and shit. That never happened. Yeah. Like in the late 80s, like as far back as I can remember. They didn't have that back then.
Based on this woman's looks alone, I would marry her and have three children.
I want to talk about Paula Reed's story for a minute here. What is the intention, the motivation behind this? Is it just to throw a ton of information in the direction of Congress?
See, dude, you already blew it. You didn't even look at her name when it was fucking paused on the screen.
Damn it.
That whole time.
I don't think it was there.
And you're saying you're going to marry her.
I was looking for her name. I was looking for more information.
Billy, where's your fucking game, dude? Remember her name first.
I didn't see the name. Wow. It wasn't there when it was paused.
And the American people, or what's the real deal here?
Well, conservatives have been pushing for this for months. Trump actually initially said last fall that he wasn't going to do this. But they say they need to be transparent with the American people about the origins of the Russia investigation.
When she says the letter S, it whistles a little bit.
The concern, though, from Democrats is that William Barr is just going to essentially be doing the bidding of the president, that he's going to be cherry-picking information, he's going to be weaponizing it, that he could release it sort of strategically heading up to the 2020 election. So there's not a lot of confidence right now with Democrats that he is going to be sort of non-political in the way he goes about this.
One of the things we know Democrats want to see is Robert Mueller to testify. Any indication whether or not we'll see this in the near future?
That is the million-dollar question right now. Now, Chairman Jerry Nadler just said last week that Mueller is willing to testify, but in private. He does not want to be a political pawn in this fight. But he is willing to do an opening statement publicly, have a transcript made available.
I'm so tired of hearing about the Mueller thing. So,
the Democrat.
Let's see.
Yeah.
So she's got less than 10,000 followers on Twitter. So I just gave her a follow.
She must be new at this or something. I don't know.
I just gave her a follow. I'm going to work slowly on this one.
Are we Billy, are we talking about Melanie?
Yeah, Melanie Zanona. Yes. I'm going to marry this girl. Yes.
Melanie Zanona. Yeah. That sounds like a TV show name from the 90s. Like, she sounds like she would be friends with Topanga on Boy Meets World.
See,
this
is
my best friend, Melanie Zanona. She's from,
and then when she came on screen, the audience would go, "Woo!"
Yep. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. I want live. That I wish I was a superhero who had, and my power was just live studio audience reactions.
Here's
I've always wanted entrance music whenever I show up somewhere. Like all the lights go down, music hits, my pyro starts, and then I walk in the door, and
so
the party
like
gets going again.
So like a pro wrestling entrance.
Yeah, that's what I want.
He wants a pro wrestler entrance as his superpower.
I thought that I thought this video was gonna play clips of them taking shots at each other, but it didn't. It's just this woman talking about it. So I'm gonna move on. Glad I could help you out, though.
You're gonna move on from Melanie?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Billy met the love of his life on this.
Yeah. Here's that Dr. Pelosi stuff.
I love her.
We saw this week that it may not take cutting-edge technology to achieve a similar goal. Amid his feud with Nancy Pelosi, President Trump tweeted out a video of the House Speaker that was edited to make her appear to stammer during a news conference. That was followed by a second altered video of Pelosi that made the rounds on social media. Jeff Pegues has that part of the story.
Since we took the majority...
Here is the real video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
And then he had a press conference in the Rose Garden with all this short sort of visuals.
Now the doctored video in which she appears to be impaired.
And then he had a press conference in the Rose Garden with all
they just
this
slowed it down.
Short sort of visuals.
That clip received more than 2.5 million views on Facebook.
The video is really
you can hear the audio degradation.
Hani Farid, a professor of computer science at the University of California, Berkeley, says this video is just the tip of the iceberg of how videos and images can be manipulated.
I mean,
they found a professor to tell them that
we're focusing. We're
look,
focusing
on YouTube. With a college degree to tell them that shit.
We need
go
to
on
teach.
YouTube and find a 16-year-old autistic kid. He could tell you that.
People need we need to teach the public to be less gullible rather than worrying about like blocking these videos because we're never be able to block them all.
You can't teach the public anything though.
Yeah, the shit that really gets to me about this is if someone against Trump posted a video like this about Trump, he'd be the first person complaining about bullying and fake news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bullying.
Yeah. So.
One is to take an image or a video of a person, a candidate, a president.
I like how fake news
alter
stuck
it
around.
To make it look like they are saying something that
but
they never said.
But the left version of alternative
that
facts
is called
disappeared.
Deep fakes. In this example, former President Barack Obama's voice has been altered.
Ben Carson is in the sunken place.
The voice behind
that's so fucked up.
Ben Carson is in the sunken place.
But seriously, Ben Carson is in the sunken place. Let's not laugh at. I mean, it's funny.
Would you?
It's true.
Would you let Ben Carson do brain surgery on you?
No,
dude. His brain surgery would be get out brain surgery. But that's the only reason Ben Carson is a brain surgeon, because the brain surgeon that developed the surgery put his brain inside of Ben Carson.
No, I'm not doing it.
And look, Hannibal and I were just talking about this in the presence of new information. I just changed my position. Fuck you, Billy.
I'm sorry.
So you would willing to let him do it, and then Billy made such a convincing argument about letting Ben Carson perform brain surgery on you.
Because I saw Get Out.
Yeah.
Carson is the guy doing that.
Actually already be live. Like, they'll see us in just a moment.
All right, here it comes. All right, well, we can keep showing.
And this video is actor Jordan Peele. The use of altered videos has led U.S. intelligence officials to issue a warning ahead of the 2020 elections. This year's worldwide threat assessment says adversaries and strategic competitors would likely attempt to use deep fakes to influence campaigns in the U.S.
Wow, I just never imagined I would live to see a world where there actually is some sort of influence, like totally bullshit propaganda on the internet trying to influence how people vote.
You never thought you'd see that?
I just didn't think about it like to the degree that people claim it's happening.
They had bullshit propaganda influencing the vote when it was printed on a fucking poster on a wall.
I mean, like the way it's done now, though, I was saying the same thing. What I mean is the way they use technology to do it in the way that they do. It used to just be you would buy an ad to like smear the fuck out of somebody. You know,
but why would they stop there? Why would they ever stop there? When we get the technology, it will be abused 100% of the time.
That's what I mean.
I was saying this, because Hannibal and I talk a lot about movies, and I always call it the Back to the Future scenario, where if Back to the Future had come out today, like now, we would never get to Back to the Future 3 because of the internet. Why wouldn't that be weaponized politically?
Yeah. Like his argument has always been that like the movie in the state that it exists now, the internet would shred it to pieces before we would ever get a chance to get to a quality sequel.
Yeah. And Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 are fucking great. Fight me if you don't agree.
Who doesn't
Happy Death Day got a sequel.
Yeah. But that would never happen today. We would have never seen Back to the Future 3.
Why do you think that? Because Happy Death Day got a sequel.
Because people would have been like, the Old West. Who wants to see the Old West? This is stupid. Why do they keep casting the same guy? Really? He's going to play his great-great-great-grandfather? That's fucking stupid. That would have become a thing.
Aren't they going back and doing a bunch of like post-CGI work to the Sonic the Hedgehog movie because of how many people shitted on the trailer?
Yeah.
It's being released February 2020 now.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, that Sonic was real creepy looking. But I'm like, look, you know what? Own your truth. You put the movie, like you made the movie and you put it out.
Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah.
So I have two stories about people going out like hiking and shit, and it ended badly for both of them. One of them died. The other one spent like weeks stranded somewhere. Fuck. Here's the first one.
A woman who disappeared more than 2 weeks ago in Hawaii has been found alive. Amanda Eller went missing after going on a hike on the island of Maui. On Friday, a search and rescue team found the 35-year-old injured in a creek bed in a state forest. She was airlifted to safety. Our Honolulu affiliate, KGMB, spoke with her.
Yeah, going walking in the wilderness alone is a very bad idea, because if you do get hurt, nobody is there to help you at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go walking in the wilderness with people. So
I'm fine with like a group of people, but just like, especially not totally alone. That's the worst.
Mother by phone.
I know this dude that got caught on the mountains here in Seattle, and he was there for like 3 or 4 days and got frostbite and stuff. They thought he was dead, and then they fucking found him, and he was fine. And I go like drinking with him and stuff now.
I saw this one news story years ago about this guy who was hiking, I believe in Arizona. And he was hiking alone, and he got caught. His arm got caught in between two rocks, and he was totally stuck.
Yeah.
And he was alone, so no one could go get him help. If he wouldn't have been alone, someone could have came, and they probably could have brought something to dig his arm out somehow. But because he was alone and couldn't get away from it, there was no way. He had to cut his own fucking arm off to live. Otherwise, he would have died of thirst eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that movie. Fucking, what's his face was in it?
Was it 27 James hours Franco? Or 127
yeah,
hours?
There you go.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Excited. Ecstatic. I can't even put it in
She got
words.
Lucky as fuck. They actually ended the official search for her, but volunteers kept looking, and that's how they found her. If there wouldn't have been volunteers, they would have just given up eventually.
I'd probably volunteer if there was good Pokemon out there.
Incredibly grateful.
Probably can't even get cell service where she was.
Oh yeah, fuck her, she dead.
Unreal. The yoga instructor had not been seen since May 8th. Her SUV was found in the forest parking lot with her phone and wallet inside.
Well, yeah, she left her phone. No. No, you should bring your phone with you when you're hiking, because that could save your life. Like, you know, you could get that little bit of signal if there's no signal out there, and call 911.
And if you're going hiking, download an app that puts out high-pitched sounds, because then they can hear the high-pitched sound and follow you, because the high-pitched sound will travel further in a
I thought you
like
were
going
to say then the high-pitched sound will
scare
attract
away the mountain lions.
No, but if they're searching for you and they hear a chirp that goes out, there's high-pitched sounds on your phone that will carry further because of the chirp, and they'll be able to, even if you can't scream because your voice will go out, but you put your phone on low mode and just chirp it out. And there you go. They're going to hear you while you're fucking there sleeping or farting or pissing or whatever you're doing to survive. Cutting your arm off, jacking off, whatever it is.
...is being treated at a hospital in Maui.
All right. So she made it, though. Happy ending there, right?
Yeah.
Here's
If your arm was stuck, like that's... Billy made me think of something. And you knew you were about to die and nobody's coming to save you, but you got one arm free. Are you going to try and... you know, jack off and fire one off as you're dying just to
100%.
Have that experience before you go?
I guess it depends on how much...
Because then when you come, it's going to make you more relaxed, and then you can wiggle your arm free.
I guess I guess that depends on how much it hurts to have my arm stuck in that thing, because then I probably wouldn't be able to jerk off or even get hard if it's, like, excruciatingly painful.
Some people would... It'd be easier for them in that situation.
Yeah, some people... Yeah, that makes... That's their thing.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I was just curious. Just random.
You curious about jerking off in life-threatening scenarios?
Yeah. I think I would. If my arm hurt, I would. If I was stuck in there long enough that I was just gonna die here, I'd eventually get used to the pain. Then I'd start thinking on whatever situation I needed to get there. And
wait, do I have my phone with me?
If we'll you're full no. with you, hopefully we'll you're no. using well, it to
I'm
help.
Not, I'm not just,
to,
you know,
to
I'm
call
not
someone to help you rather than worrying about jerking 12. Off.
Yeah, if you're going to go into the forest and you have your phone on you, you
then
should
you can
probably
just call for help and you'd be like, hey, I'm stuck here. You wouldn't have to die. You someone should could come and yeah. help you.
But if you are stuck exactly. there and there's no cell service, you should download a nice porno How video before you go hiking so you have a nice video on your phone for when you're stuck without cell service. That way you don't have to bother trying to load something on Pornhub last minute.
Yeah, I like to keep a small cache of like 50 videos on my phone, just in case the urge hits me, you know, while I'm out and I don't have a Wi-Fi connection.
If I could recommend the viewers at home one thing right now, download your last meal of porn, okay? Which is the last porn video you ever want to watch. Don't watch it until then, because you might be stuck going down on a plane somewhere. You might be out in the middle of fucking Titanic, icebergs falling and shit, and you want that you want that last meal of porn, that golden video. You're going to need that on your phone. Don't ever watch it until it's time, and that'll be your goodbye.
Billy, you're just creating that news story where some dude, a plane seems like it's going to crash. Some dude whips his meat out, and he's just fucking going to town and the thing writes itself.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that. Honestly, if everybody's going to die anyways, I'm fapping in front of them.
See, I don't know if I could do it with an audience, man. That would just be like, I need my privacy. It's like taking a shit. I'm not trying to do that with other people watching.
See, I would do both. I would start pooping and fapping, and I would be like, who's with me? I'd do like one of those big slow clap speeches in the 80s movies. I'd be like, we don't have to die alone, people. Pull out your hog, start sweating. We're going to make love before we die. And the whole crowd would do a slow fap.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
Ben, are you over this conversation?
Yeah.
Should we go watch more news clips? Let's watch more news clips. That's what we're here for, right? Let's watch more news clips. Sorry, I derailed the show. Let's see if anybody else is dead in the forest.
Yeah, well, this isn't the forest. Someone died climbing Mount... Well, so far this year, 9 people have died climbing Mount Everest. And that's... And you know why it's happening? There's a line. When you get to the top, there's a line you have to wait in of other people who climbed all the way to the fucking top, and it can take like 3 or 4 hours to just stand there in line to get to the top.
Sounds terrible.
I know.
Sounds horrible.
I mean, it's like an amusement park ride that you have to climb a mountain first to get to.
Yeah, I'm
and
good.
When you get there, you're just standing there looking.
Yeah, that's terrible.
2 more climbers died on Mount Everest today, becoming the 8th and 9th people to die there since last week. That total is more than all of last year. The deaths come amid what can only be described as massive crowding near the summit of the world's highest peak. Carter Evans takes a look.
It's a human traffic.
We're not even halfway through this year, and there's more people who have died doing this than the entirety of last year combined.
Jam at the top of Mount Everest as hundreds of climbers wait hours for their chance to stand at the top of the world. Lucas Furtenbach reached the summit on Thursday. He's still climbing down.
It was very crowded.
Damn.
We are here every year, and I've never experienced such a year. And we lost about 3 hours waiting at the most difficult part of the route.
Climbers call the area above 26,000 feet the death zone because the air is so thin. Most need supplemental oxygen.
And that's very dangerous if you run out of...
I mean, you can go to Denver and get altitude sickness, so... Going to the highest point in the entire world, you're going to get altitude sickness really bad.
A line like this at Mount Everest makes climbing Mount Everest look like avocado toast to me. This is the most basic shit in the world. Like, who?
I'm never doing some shit like that.
I'm at the top of Mount Everest. I'm going to take a selfie. This is so basic. This is so stupid. You deserve to die. If this is your life, if this is your idea of living, I'm living, waiting in a fucking line at the top of Mount Everest, the worst existence in the world. Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
My shit is somebody tells me 6 hours away from me is the best tacos they've ever eaten. And I call up a friend and go, hey, you up for a 12-hour road trip? Let's go get some tacos and then come right the fuck back home. That's a challenge to me.
Yeah. That's far more fulfilling than waiting in a line in zero altitude because I was at the highest point of the earth. I've seen Ben get higher than that from the seat right here. Okay?
Yeah, I look, you lost me at wait in line. I was just
exactly.
Doing that shit. Like, then you got to wait online. You got to wait in line to have a hard time breathing? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's called Old Country Buffet on your 427th visit.
You're waiting in line to look down from the top of a mountain. And the entire time you're having a hard time breathing.
Yeah.
I got a jar full of doobies.
Doobies.
They just sell like a jar full of doobies.
That's Ben's shit. Doobie jar.
This is called Gooberry.
Gooberry jam. Jam comes in a jar.
Yeah, Gooberry.
Gooberry jam?
It's kind of like Booberry.
Wasn't Gooberry the name of like a kid on a 90s show on Nickelodeon?
Is it? I don't know.
I think his name was Goo. And then, what was it called? It was like My Brother and Me, maybe? Damn it. His name was Gooberry, I swear. I could be tripping, but. Anyways.
I don't know.
Anyways. Gooberry, fuck Gooberry. Lucas Furtenbach.
Would you guys ever consider climbing Everest?
No. I've walked like halfway up a mountain before. Not a huge one like Mount Everest. I used to hike a lot when I like over 10 years ago, but I've never done a full mountain climb. I've never done rock climbing either where you have to like hang from the side of a
absolutely not.
Yeah, right. I've never done that.
I'd consider climbing Mount Everest if I was suicidal and homicidal.
How about if a helicopter can drop me off at the top?
if I was suicidal and homicidal, instead of going and shooting up a school or something like most idiots would do, I would go to Mount Everest, get to the end of the line, and just start pushing motherfuckers. I'd be like, no, I'm going up. Fuck you.
Shit.
that would be my Columbine moment if I was ever that mentally disturbed. If I was ever that out of my fucking mind.
See, another reason to not do it. Like, I told Ben when we were figuring out next episodes when we were going to be on, I go to France, like, right across from where I'm staying. There's these woods. Nobody knows it's in there. I won't even go into that.
Hell no.
Like,
hell no.
Jack
I won't go out when the cows are out. I'm like, no, I don't.
There's all kinds of forests and stuff in Washington, and there's bears and cougars and shit roaming around. It's pretty intense.
Jack shit in the chat says somebody's going to climb Mount Everest and do that now. If I put that seed in someone's head, I feel so guilty. That was a joke, guys. Don't climb Mount Everest and body check everybody in that line off the mountain. Yeah. It was a joke.
I only do things where I'm going to live after. The worst pain I expect from anything I do is a stomach ache for about a day.
Buffet.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to do something that's going to hurt me for a day. For 24 hours, I'm going to be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Then I'm going to live the rest of my life after that.
That's...
yeah.
That's legit. So,
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm all the way with that. Yeah, definitely, like climbing mountains definitely for sure seems like the ultimate white people shit to do. Like, I'm not climbing a mountain.
In Albuquerque, there's a decently tall mountain, and it's really close to the city. It's, like, just outside of the city limits. Mm-hmm. And you can climb it, but they also have a tram that takes you all the way up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, that's for people like me who just want to go to the top but don't want to hike.
See,
to the
you
top.
Know what's up, Ben.
Yeah,
if it's a thing you can pay for, that means they've done all the safety testing. They'll take you there and take you back safely.
Yeah. They had a bar and restaurant at the top too, which was pretty cool. You go to the top, have a couple drinks. It because of the altitude, a couple drinks goes a long way up there.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What does a couple steaks do? You get full faster?
No.
Cool. I'm going to get some steaks top of a mountain. I wouldn't want to do that.
That I would do if it was something I could pay a company for to go up to the top because it means they've done all the safety testing.
Oh, there's never been an accident. It was made by a Swiss company that, there's a lot of those types of things in the Swiss Alps. And you just ride to the top. It's for skiers mostly, people that go up there to ski, so they can just get to the top with all of their ski equipment and shit.
I just assume go somewhere with a beach than a top of a mountain, you know? Put me at the fucking edge of an ocean. Fuck a top of a mountain.
I'm fine with both.
Yeah, but I
prefer... Georgia has a ton of... Well, not a ton. There's a handful of mountains here, but they're all like small mountains. It's like Stone Mountain is like 1,700 feet. Kennesaw Mountain is like 1,700. Like, there's a couple that get in like the high fours or the, like, I think, was it Coal Mountain is here, and it's like in the, I think, 5,000 or 6,000 feet. You
just
know
because
so
I
like,
have things it's, that it's, I already enjoy doesn't mean I shouldn't try new things that I may also enjoy.
But I would rather just go back to the beach than ever try going to the top of the mountain.
But you've never done the top of the mountain. Thing, right?
I mean, I've been to mountaintops here in Washington State, and they were fine, but I'm not going to walk fucking miles to go to the fucking edge of a mountain.
No. I wouldn't do that. If there was a way to just get to the top of the mountain and go chill, I'll do that.
But I'd rather just go to Florida and go down to South Beach and walk with my beach bod.
I would go to Florida.
Show my boobies off on South Beach.
What do you think is more dangerous, climbing a mountain or going to Florida?
Going to Florida.
I like to dance with Florida, man.
You're just showing your privilege, Billy.
Well, yeah. Why the fuck else have privilege if you can't show it off?
Anyway, here's Trump. Didn't Trump call himself a stable genius before?
Yes.
Because he did it again,
yeah,
I guess.
Did. Let's go to our chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta. Jim, once again,
everybody's
Nancy's
favorite. All the people that believe CNN never says anything true ever are going to have a fucking tism fit right now.
Pelosi speaks and the president goes off on a tear.
That's right, Wolf. It really got nasty over
That's
here at the
right,
White
Wolf.
House earlier
Trump
today as the president went off
shit,
on the House Speaker
he?
Nancy Pelosi after she said...
Glad we have this news network where we get to lie about him all the time.
that she hopes Mr. Trump's so aides and family evil. Stage an intervention, as she called it. Then this afternoon, in that wild exchange with reporters, the president described Pelosi as, quote, crazy, as he dubbed himself an extremely stable genius. And in front of the cameras, the president then put his own top aides on the spot to talk about how stable he really is.
So today I'm announcing...
Trading bar...
Across the top! Across the top!
He really got his top aides to back him up when he claims he's
stable.
Tell him how stable I am!
And has them go around the room and then... Yeah, go ahead, please. This is
holy
funny.
Shit.
Wow.
Talk to Sean Hannity.
With his chief Democratic nemesis, President Trump took a swipe at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying she can't comprehend the U.S. trade deal with Mexico and Canada now pending before Congress.
Pelosi's just his warm-up for whenever he finds out who the Democratic candidate will be, and then he'll focus on them.
You know, she's a mess. Look,
I hate to say this, but and it's someone that's been on the show before, but Trump is just white G-man. With too much power.
We're going to talk about G-Man later.
White G-Man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, G-Man, you heard that. I keep
Let's face it, she doesn't understand it.
The president then got even more personal, relitigating his confrontation one day earlier with Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, complete with schoolyard nicknames.
I was extremely calm. I was probably even more so in that room. So I walked into the cabinet room.
I was so calm. Nobody is more calm than me.
Not even G-Time Johnny.
You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching.
Oh, now she's Crazy Nancy?
Well, she was before, too. He's used this term before. He softened up.
Long period of time.
When she became Speaker.
He softened up.
She's not the same person. She's lost it.
The verbal tussling comes one day after the president lashed out in the Rose Garden. A performance Democrats derided
like
as another Trump temper tantrum.
I don't do cover-ups.
Pelosi.
If it's a cover-up, you wouldn't admit to it. That's what makes it a cover-up.
I don't do cover-ups. I paid those women $140,000 to leave the room. I just wanted them to go. I was tired of fucking those hot models.
Excuse me, Stormy Daniels. I am a happily married man. Take $100,000 and leave immediately.
Yes, that wasn't a cover-up. She was very uncovered when she was with me.
A bunch of cops in Ohio when she was... Because a lot of porn stars do, like... You know, they strip. They do, like, tours around America where they work at different strip clubs. And Stormy Daniels was at one in Ohio... And these fucking cops arrested her for breaking a law that is not even enforced there at all.
Yeah.
They're making it sound like she was giving people like hand jobs or something. I think she just like put her hands on people.
Might have put her hands on. Yeah. Might have been too close. Even a lot of those those bars have like a distance rule that nobody ever follows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. As long as it's not like prostitution, they won't do anything about it. You know.
I had a stripper in Ohio give me
I think the dude like wanted to like grab her ass or something, and she was like, "Yeah, you can go ahead and grab my ass." And then as soon as he did, it was like, "All right, Storm, you got to get off the stage." Yeah.
They showed up.
Like, something dumb.
I had a fat juggalo stripper in Ohio give me a tooth job. Her breath smelled of Faygo. She was just biting, and it was weird. It was fucking weird.
But what flavor Faygo though is the real question?
Smelled like Big Red.
I got red pineapple pop. Orange.
Smelled like Red Pop. Her throat smelled like Red Pop. It was very weird.
He appears to have gotten under Mr. Trump's skin, referring to the two eyes. Impeachment.
There's no question. The White House is just crying out for impeachment.
And intervention, a new Pelosi trigger word.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention. The good of the country.
The president turned to his own aides to back him up. One after one, top officials were called on by the president to reassure the public Mr. Trump was calm in his meeting with Democrats.
You were very calm.
Kellyanne's right. You were very calm.
Very calm and straightforward.
He's calm.
He's a very calm and straightforward, stable and genius.
Stable genius.
Look, if three more people say that he's calm, then I might believe that he's calm. But it has to be at least three more people. And it has to be people that know Donald Trump personally.
Yeah, that have like worked with him in the same office, right? That are on his payroll. I need people on his payroll to tell me he's calm.
But look, the people that work for you are going to know better. Like, they know when he's not calm. So if they say that he's calm, that's how you know it's true.
But how
and
often?
They're all going to say it in the exact same way. They're all going to say, very calm, very calm, very calm.
Yes,
you know, they're going
to. President is very calm. Donald, do I get my cake now?
Donald,
can I have my cake now?
I didn't know. Wait, I didn't know cake was involved. Hold on.
Pretty sure.
I'll say he's calm, too.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's giving her
cake. An extremely stable genius.
The president said he's not goading Pelosi into impeaching him.
I don't think anybody wants to be impeached.
The White House is accusing Democrats of being more interested in investigation than legislation.
Guys, if you're watching right now, do us a solid, please. Like the stream. We got 92 likes. We got over 400 viewers. I think we should be able... I mean, let's see. Let's try to get the biggest like percentage we can. 433 likes sounds really good to me. That's all you have to do is click the little button.
Do that.
I'd really appreciate it. And while you're at it, make sure you're still subscribed. Do that stuff, please. And here's a reminder, because when we said this earlier, not a lot of people were here. After this stream is over at 5 p.m. Pacific time, we are going to do a live reaction to AEW Double or Nothing. There's a link in the description. It's going to be on the DP Underground channel. Please, 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 please check us out over there. Like the video. Do all that great stuff. Subscribe to that other channel, too.
There's going to be some wrestling shit, but there's going to be a lot of goofs and gaffs and poking fun at each other.
We're probably going to take some live callers, too. So make sure you've joined our Discord, too. Link in the description for the Discord. Join that. Go into the general room. We'll pull some people in. Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Anyway, shit is fun.
That's the end of my.
I'm in the Discord. I might randomly pop in. Sometimes, sometimes me and Hannibal pop in on Discord. So
I don't know. Yeah. Are you guys going to have Discord time after this stream to watch at least some of the pay per view with us? Or you guys got to go.
We might have to go, but
okay.
I might actually. I'm gonna try to pop in later.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to hang out for a bit.
Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. All right.
I think it's a complete lie that Democrats in Congress think they can do two things at once. So far, we haven't seen them do anything. Nancy Pelosi has had the majority in the House for months and has yet to accomplish a single thing. They literally haven't gotten anything done since she's taken over.
But that's not true. The House has so far passed dozens of bills, including legislation aimed at gun control and climate change. And just today, lawmakers announced a multi-billion dollar disaster relief package that should make its way through both the House and the Senate and be signed by Mr. Trump in the coming days.
Now, as for the president's fight with Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker responded just a short while ago with a tweet. We can put this up on screen, saying, quote, when the extremely stable genius starts acting more presidential, I'll be happy to work with him on infrastructure, trade, and other issues. But a source close to the White House said the president is settling on a strategy at this point for dealing with these House Democratic investigations, ramping up the rhetoric to force his adversaries up on Capitol Hill to put up or shut up, this source said, on impeachment. The problem for the president, Wolf, is that Pelosi appears to enjoy the sparring as much as he does, and it's hard to argue that she did not land some punches on the president this week, Wolf.
All right, Jim, you
thank
know what?
You. Let's just get it over with. Hannibal, what do we need to do to get you in touch with these people so you can give them some beats so we can just get some tracks out of this? Like, let's...
You want me to do some beats for Pelosi?
Yeah, do some for Pelosi. Give look, let Trump get some beats from you so that they're on fair ground.
You know what would be dope? Let me do the beats for Pelosi. Let Kanye do the beats for Trump. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll have a beat battle.
Oh, you're willing to take on Kanye with beats?
All right. I would destroy like in a one-on-one beat battle. Me and Kanye West. Oh yeah, he gonna get all.
CNN is taking after sure. Fox News. they've got some blonde Stepford
Wives. This looks like
wives.
A deep fake blonde too. Like somebody digitally altered her blonde hair. You know, Egghead just messaged me. He said, "I'll send in pics of my bathtub if I can watch the wrestling show with you guys tonight."
Wow, he's desperate. He's so fucking desperate.
Egghead, if you watch from the bathtub during the entire show, maybe we'll consider it.
Oh my God! Don't, because he'll actually do it.
He's cleaned that tub since.
No, he hasn't.
That's like an old picture, right?
It's that's not
like
an old picture, but he hasn't cleaned it. He said it's a work in progress. Is exact words.
He says he'll watch from the bathtub the whole time if he can watch with us.
I don't want it, dude. Just no.
Sorry, like, Egghead. I tried.
But Egghead, I got a whole container of CLR right now. I could put that shit in the super soaker and we could get that shit nice and, you know, tighten it up.
He could use just like a magic eraser and that would clean all that shit off of there. Or just pour some bleach in there. Like fill up the tub up until like where the rings stop. And then put a decent amount of bleach in there. Not too much, but a decent amount. Mm-hmm. Let it set for a little while, and then like drain the water, give it a little bit of time, and then scrub the shit out of it if there's anything left.
What if Egghead fills the bathtub, watches from the bathtub while eating spaghetti and a chocolate bar, gummo style?
Oh my God. Gummo is the most disturbing movie I've ever seen in my life.
It's so bad.
Go ahead and read the Streamlabs and stuff, I would say, at this point.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 48.40% of our goal. We're going to have to make it tonight if we're going to make it, and we are going to be going in overtime, but if you get us...
Which is rare.
If you get us through to overtime, closer to the goal, it'll be easier to hopefully reach that and get us another episode next week. We'll see. Again, Two Guns No Ammo hit us with that $100 earlier from his Vegas.
Thank you so much.
One shout out again for that, because that was great. Dragon of the West says, I'm not really a fan of wrestling, but your commentary is freaking amazing. I hope to hear something to akin to when Hannibal said that Sheamus was so white that you could use him to balance your camera. That's really funny.
It's true.
Shout out to remembering that. You know what? When we get back to the shit show, you get 10 plunger points for that.
That's right.
And then we have Hypothesis. To be honest, I hope AEW is successful, but I haven't seen anything they promoted that sounds new, fresh, or something that would make me want to spend the $50. You know, I've seen where they're going with it, and this is their first real release under the AEW name. So we have to kind of watch and respond. I think that they're going to do some big stuff tonight.
Yes, they have to.
They have to get people talking about them.
And I think they can. I think that they have enough money and talent that they can pull something out of their ass that will shock the wrestling world. It's already going to be trending on Twitter, top trends. Wrestling always does.
The pre-show is going to start in like 15 minutes or so. We're not going to watch that. Sorry, we got to do this show.
Yeah. Thrift Store Dan says, Monty, you still haven't accepted my Pokemon Go request. Damn.
Oh, really?
And you be talking all that, you be talking all this shit about having the shitheads fucking, you know, look, follow you on Pokemon Go, and then they follow you, and you don't even answer their request.
Look, do you know how much work it is making a fucking show? Ben knows.
As a matter of fact, I don't know, because if you're busy being the talent, okay?
Oh, God.
The behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, my God.
See, we're not supposed to argue around white people, Monty. You see, got me out of sorts right now. Keep this internal, all right?
Fenrir says, I want to see Hannibal's reaction as you guys explain what mudden or a mud bog competition is to him. Are we talking about mudden? A mud bog? Yeah.
Crawfish.
I know what mudden is. I don't know what's mud bugs from Louisiana. We get, like Monty said, we call them crawfish.
No, not mud bug, a mud bog. Like a bog.
A bog, like the bog of eternal stench.
Yeah, like a mud bog of eternal stench. So it's a mud bog. Yeah, mudden is just where you go out in a truck and stuff and drive around in mud, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a simple
thing. I learned that from King of the Hill. You know, shout out to the late great who did the voice of Lucky?
I don't remember.
Oh, who did? Who sang Free Falling?
Tom Petty?
Tom Petty. Yeah, shout out to the late great Tom Petty.
He did Lucky's name?
Yeah, he was voice? Lucky's voice on on those last couple seasons of King of the Hill.
And Brittany Murphy was on there too, and she did.
I'm pretty sure. Hold on, let me go see. Now you got me wondering. Hold up. Yeah. Tom Petty, King of the Hill. Yeah, there it is.
Okay. Right. We also have Dragon of the West said, you know, instead of investing in the border wall, we should be investing in space exploration. Don't need a border space wall force on Luna, just a railgun to blast any unwanted ships.
Oh my God.
I agree though.
Yeah.
KCK10 says not much here, but here you go. Thank you, KCK10.
Thank you so much.
The Keck Romancer, can't watch live, but I don't want to fumble the bonus show.
Damn, you're not even watching, and you're giving it, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got some awesome fans. I love you guys.
Less Miserable says, been a DP fan for years, but this is the first time I've been able to watch a live stream. Here's some cash, sweet boys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Les Miserables. Egghead Show says, hey, sweet boys. I was wondering if I could join you on the Double or Nothing stream tonight.
Please, sir, could you spare a few shillings for me? Please, sir. Please.
Just wants a little piece. He wants to see some wrestling.
Fucking Tiny Tim over here.
It's wrestling. Hypothesis says the woman probably got lost in Hawaii looking for Alolan forms on Pokemon Go. That's true. She probably saw it at the fucking tall ass executor and wandered off trying to catch it, fell down a ravine, almost died.
I don't know any of the things that you just said.
If there was an Alolan form of Snorlax, I might jump off a cliff for it.
I would too. For Snorlax,
the Alolan Snorlax, though. There's no Alolan Snorlax, but if there's concept art of it. He's a normal slash fighting type. There's a concept art of it.
Billy, you know what's great?
Yeah.
We can talk about this, and Hannibal and Ben have no clue what the fuck we're saying.
That's okay, because Ben will just power through to the next segment, and we just keep it moving. So there you go.
The Midianite says, here's five, Tulsi Gabbard, 2020. I will vote for Tulsi if it comes to it. I like Tulsi a lot.
I bet.
Mr. Naughty Priest coming through in the fucking in
Streamlabs.
In Streamlabs.
Yeah, normally he's super chattered.
Mr. Naughty Priest.
I wonder if it actually is the same Mr. Naughty Priest.
With the high band.
And you always get a manatee that shows up on the screen.
Manatee.
With $100 situation.
And then we got a couple super chats as well. Ellen Reyes says, Billy, give us a solo Jabba laugh.
Uta Uta Solo.
That's the best I can do. I don't know.
That's good. That was a good job. I give that a B plus.
Hey, it's better than I would have given it.
Yeah.
As Satan.
All you had to do is pretend it's Josie and the Pussycats and just give it a B plus. That it doesn't just. You got it.
Yeah. Satan Ansel says, thanks for making my weeks better, guys. XXX. Thank you. Dale Griffiths gave us a couple bucks. I Met a Monkey says helicopters have issues getting to the top of Everest. Only one has officially landed at the top. Interesting. I Met a Monkey also says K2 is for the real badasses. No lines there. Is K2 Kilimanjaro? The second peak on Kilimanjaro? Or is that... I guess I don't know what...
What about Matt Jarbo?
Yeah, killing Matt Jarbo's. No, Mount Kilimanjaro. Fuck, I can't say it now.
Killing me.
Is that
Jarbo.
What K2 is, or is
he
K2 another?
Anybody. Lay K2 off of another. He just flagged people, man.
He just flag it. I Met a Monkey also said, damn, nature, you scary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, damn, it nature. Is. All those mountain climbing stories y'all was talking about, that was all I was thinking to myself.
We have
nature's
one,
scary as fuck.
We have one really tall mountain over here, Mount Rainier, and I'm sure people have died trying to climb that shit.
Yeah.
It's also a stratovolcano, which, so like, it will eventually rain down fire in the area. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's why would you want to be on that if it's
we're not on it, but we're like next to it. And you can see it from downtown Seattle. It's a big ass volcano in the distance. It erupted like 100 years ago. And there are other volcanoes in the area here that erupt every now and then, like Mount St. Helen. That's far down mm-hmm. south. So, you know, that's not, and it's not as big as Mount Rainier. Mount Rainier is easily the biggest mountain in the general area here.
Mm-hmm. 18,000 feet.
Oh, did you look it up?
Yeah, I think I saw 18,000. Yeah, I was looking, I wanted to see this active volcano. So, you know, when Mount Rainier, when it eventually erupts, you know, the conservatives are going to say that was God wiping those liberals off the face of the planet.
It's gonna mess up.
It says 14,000. I'm sorry, 14,000.
It's gonna mess up Tacoma really bad because Tacoma's the biggest populated area that's like right downhill from where all the liquid magma and shit will go.
Vix Wisha says, "Billy, you're a beautiful bird. Thank you, Vix."
2 pounds. You just gained 2 pounds, Billy.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah.
Yes.
I definitely would rather get paid in pounds as opposed to USD.
Oh, just wait until Brexit goes through, and then you'll think differently.
Right. Well, you know, well, dinars then. How about that?
Yeah.
Getting paid in dinars?
Pay us in dinars.
Dinars?
Dinars? We're getting paid in dinars?
Dinar.
Dinars.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We used to have a meme on this show called Dinar. But yeah. Kuwaiti. Kuwait money is one of the most valuable currencies in the world.
Damn it. Mm-hmm. Honky SB sent in a Streamlabs and it's not showing up in the history, but it had like a clown. It was like honk honk, you've been hit with a drive-by honking. I don't know why it's not mm-hmm. showing up in the donations.
It's probably like spam or something.
Spec also says, seriously, if half the people watching now just give a mere $2, we'd meet this goal. Also, hydrochloric acid would be better than bleach since the deposits are calcium stearate, which is base, so acid dissolves it, while another base like bleach won't.
One Kuwaiti dinar is worth $3.30 right now. It's worth more than three times our money. Back in April, it was even higher than that. That's so crazy.
My mom just texted me and said, let Egghead watch wrestling.
What the fuck?
Egghead, my mom's on your side, Egghead.
Egghead.
Damn.
Oh. But yeah, thank you guys for getting those Streamlabs rolling in. Honestly, I was very worried at the start of the day, and we're doing very well.
Yes.
That's awesome. Really, seriously, guys.
Was that everything?
Yeah, that's
all
everything.
Right. Thank
that's
you. Everything. All right, here we go.
Oh, yes! PT Ham with that last minute 20
fuck
money.
Yeah.
You know we will.
Oh, yeah, beast. You want to get that beast on?
It's like you're giving him here.
G time. Everybody, G time. Yeah! Oh, man. Kicking. Karate kicking. No.
No, God hates me. God hates penises, male cooks.
All right, here's a. Here's a video that G-Man made. He even kind of threatens us at the end of it. Because G-Man, in G-Man's world, there's two types of people. There's atheists and not atheists, okay?
Yeah.
And, okay. And anything, if someone does something bad and they happen to be atheist, that means every other atheist on Earth is just as guilty of doing that thing as the one who actually did it. And that justifies him being able to take revenge against people who happen to also be atheists, not directly on the trolls that fuck with him on the internet, who of which he can't even confirm whether or not they're actually atheists. He just assumes they are. If you do bad things, you're an atheist. So if people troll him on the internet and he gets mad about it, then all people who happen to be atheists are just as guilty, and he's allowed to dox them and flag their channels and all that shit.
But let's be fair, to be as ridiculously religious as G-Man is, you have to kind of be that fucking dumb, right?
Like you do.
You kind of have to expect it at that point.
So here he is. He's really mad. He talks about Shani for Christ. I guess he's feuding with her still.
Oh,
you guys think it's funny. We didn't even talk about this for a long time. You're the one drawing attention to it now, by the way, G-Man.
Yes.
All right, this is going to be my final.
You're wearing a fucking New York Jets jersey, but a Philly Sixers hat.
And he had to fix his shit to make sure he looked good for camera.
Video.
Do that before.
He's matching in like Christmas time.
And I want to let some YouTubers know some things because, again, yesterday,
but he doesn't have jaundice. He'd be dressed like a stoplight.
And she deleted all of the.
What if he's taking that vitamin that he thinks prevents cancer?
Oh, that's B17.
Yeah,
B17 will cure cancer.
Yeah, yeah. According to him, yeah, it'll cure it by it'll kill it by killing the person that the cancer's feeding off of.
Yes.
Yeah, G-Man does. Someone says G-Man looks good for 40. He does look good for 40.
He's probably
something.
About 43 right now.
Yeah, he does look good.
In the In my live chat, and I ultimately believe that maybe her and a couple.
What
of
who
other
the most
people.
Handsome DP antagonist is?
A lot of people would probably say Mario.
Mario is handsome.
Hacked into my YouTube account.
So G-Man believes that atheists. Well, you know what? He accuses Shani of doing this, who I don't believe is an atheist. But later on, he'll say atheists are hacking into his YouTube account and banning his subscribers.
Yes. And you want to know what happened with this shit? Because I watched this shit last night, and it's so funny.
Yeah,
so I started blocking people to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Because
he's fucking delusional. Okay,
I'll let him finish.
All right, so maybe someone hacked into his shit. That if that happened, it's just because he doesn't know how to make a strong password. He probably it was probably still password or 123456789, and if. Either that, or he just believes that it's happening when it's not happening at all. I mean,
yes.
put fucking secondary verification. Use like a password authenticator or something.
Yeah, nobody hacked his account. He made her a moderator on his account, and they're having this falling out. So she blocked everybody. She admitted this. That's why it's funny, because he's accusing atheists of hacking his account. It's like, no, you gave her the way in. Like, she blocked all those people. That's why I'm amused by it, because he's stretched so far, and he's not looking.
Yeah, his password is probably like Jesus or God or good or something.
Including myself. So I'm going to be calling the Boulder, Colorado police tomorrow. Now, I know I said
they're going to laugh at you.
I was not going to stress this woman out, but she's about to get a taste of her own medicine. The only reason I don't do it now, because I want a lawyer on the phone with me when I do it.
Nothing is going to happen. You're wasting your money. A lawyer is going to charge you, you know, by the hour.
And a lawyer is going to tell you not to publicly state what you're going to do with the law. Like, you should have been on the phone with a lawyer before you ever made this dumbass video, because it's just ruining your case.
$5 Patreon. Thank you.
I'm going to show these people I'm not playing with her. Now, I don't really know all of the gory details about what happened between her and Rev, but one thing I do know, is that this
dude change the battery in your fucking smoke detector.
He probably thinks that that's God paging him.
Woman is starting to harass me now. All right? And she's doing this in the midst of a major case between her and her husband.
Okay, and no one gives a shit about any of this. And okay, if she's the one harassing you, she's not an atheist, right? I've seen like Bible verses written on her wall in her house and shit. But later on, you're going to say it's atheists doing all this shit and ruining your life.
And her name is Shani for Christ.
Right, right.
So I'm warning her right now to get ready, okay? I will be calling her tomorrow. On Monday, she's going to have a lawyer calling her. Because I was about to drop all of this stuff regarding the house and whatnot. You know what? The bottom line is, it's time for her to get a taste of her own medicine. I'm going to call the Boulder, Colorado police. I'm trying to get somebody to do it with me. And I'm going to
it with you? Yeah, we all kind of figured that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if...
He's trying hard.
What if G-Man lived with Shani because he was the bull in her husband and hers cuck relationship?
You know, I wish I could believe that, but there's no fucking way that's true. Yeah. No way at all.
You don't think he could be a bull for Christ?
I got that ain't true.
I'm bowling for Christ.
Like, no.
A complaint about Shani and what she's doing. Okay, this woman is not being provoked. And she is starting to attack my YouTube channel, and she's into this computer hacking stuff and whatnot.
No, she's not.
And I believe...
You think she's smart enough to computer hack? Seriously?
I'm pretty sure she still got emails that she was supposed to send that never made it out of the draft box, because she couldn't hit send.
Dude, either you're just totally delusional, or she lied and said she hacked you, and you just believe it. Yeah. It's one or the other.
You know what, G-Man? I did hack you.
We already know you're gullible.
Hacked you while my husband was eating my pussy.
That's how Shani talks.
Yeah, I love Jesus Christ, and I love it when my husband buries his bastard in my butt.
It's so gross.
While I'm hacking G-Man.
Yeah. The only thing she's hacking is her lung up.
I just discovered who Shani was like 20 minutes ago. So all of this is wildly disgusting.
Yo, she is the next. She's the Shani.
Do you remember the Eat My Ass video that she made?
You guys want me to be a guest on your Drunken Peasants with? Because you don't want to eat my ass.
And by the way, we didn't ask her to be a guest. Yeah. And she was like, only this guy over here gets to eat my ass.
Yeah.
And she like does a close up on the guy sitting next to her, and he's like,
and then her throat opened up, and it just went on and on like a fractal down into her, like the depth of her soul. Yeah, it was fucking crazy, man.
It's a never-ending fractal.
Oh, wow.
That just goes on forever.
Oh my God. I can't believe we have to do a whole... So on Wednesday, our torture episode for the month of May is Monty and I doing an entire G-Man episode, and I'm just, our fans voted on it, and I am not looking forward to this at all.
This is part of the finale of I've broken G-Man's life, or life on YouTube up into seasons. This is season 4, Game of Homes.
Game of Homes?
Yes.
Someone brought up that thing behind G-Man's head on the couch there. Is that Yoda?
That might be
good. It's a leopard.
Oh, it's a leopard.
I just can't. Where does he start talking bad about y'all?
Oh, wait until the very end. He like makes thinly veiled threats
that her and Dragnet are working together in doing this. So I'm trying to.
He names all these people. I don't know. He assumes I know everyone who's an atheist too. He assumes we all know each other. He names all these people. I don't know who the fuck any of them are. You know, I happen to be an atheist. We hardly ever talk about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Like, do atheists have those meetings like black people do? We have black people meetings every Wednesday.
Well, we should have those meetings like the religious people have those meetings every Sunday. Why aren't we counteracting?
Yeah. Instead, those fuckers are the reason I can't get Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
So. Dead serious about this. All right? I may even cancel the health seminar tomorrow.
Seminar. This is the guy that tells you not to get chemotherapy when you have cancer. He's running a health seminar.
Yes. Yes. I watched 5 minutes of it and got bored.
I actually go about doing it. So, again, I'm going to be contacting the Boulder, Colorado police.
You're wasting your time and theirs. More importantly, theirs. Their time is way more valuable than yours.
And filing a harassment. I'm going to be putting in a harassment complaint on Shani for Christ. On Shani for herself or whatever.
Oh. Okay,
because what she's doing right now is illegal.
It's illegal.
No, she's not. She's not doing anything illegal.
Okay. She accused me of trying to hack into her account. She accused me of trying to do all these different things, and she couldn't prove it.
It just sounds like crazies having paranoid delusions back and forth.
But on her own YouTube channel and on my channel, I can actually prove what she did because it's all documented there. Her name shows up there.
Prove it. Oh, my God. I'd love to see this. Describe to me where exactly this is and what you're seeing. I want to see this. Show it. Show it. It's not going to hurt your case to show it to the public. If you have irrefutable proof, show us. Let us see how her name's there. I want to see what he saw.
Show us what he thought.
And he thought, hold on, why would it show her name if they hacked in? They would hack into your account. What the fuck are you talking about?
Show us what you got.
That's what hacking is. She wouldn't be able to get in using her own account unless you added her and made her like a authorized user on your account. She would have to
make her a moderator.
Oh my God! Even making her a moderator wouldn't be able to make that happen.
Not if you don't know how, you know.
So there are chat moderators, and then there are account managers. Account managers can do more. They can like manage videos and stuff.
Oh.
Then there's like account owners. There's like three levels. Yeah.
This could get more and more fun as it keeps going. Oh, so great.
So, you know, a lot of people in here are making things very personal. You know what I mean? And these people.
Okay, so you're doing it back.
Mm.
So all that does is feed the conflict back and forth.
Or getting into my account. I don't know how they're doing it. But like I said, I already went to my main account.
We asked him about that, and he just ignored that. When we asked him why he doxed Kyle and all them,
first he
acted like it didn't happen, and then someone sent us a video where we literally had him showing his phone with Kyle's phone number, on it.
Yeah.
When we confronted him about Eye for an Eye, he just turned the other cheek and ignored us.
He turned both of his ears away.
Went all New Testament on your ass. You weren't ready for that.
I told my subscribers that in the event that GTV or my main channel goes down, which I didn't do it, to take these knuckleheads off of YouTube. And I'm not even playing. All right? She can laugh about it all she wants. Ain't going to be no settlements. Ain't going to be, let's sit down and be calm and talk about this. I'm going to take her for what she got if she keeps this up.
Uh-oh.
This dumb.
I think a lawyer's going to take you for what you've got.
I wonder how many lawyers he's going to have to call to even get one that'll pick him up.
I mean, first of all, a lawyer's going to ask you to put down a retainer, which is usually hundreds of dollars anyway.
G-Man ain't got that.
Yeah, so good luck even getting a lawyer to do the first thing you want them to do.
Realizes that if I go to court with her and lose, she gets nothing. If I go to court and win, I get it all.
Start thinking. You're not getting shit. Well, a lawyer's going to take a percentage of that. And if the lawyer's hourly work exceeds the amount of settlement you get, if you get anything, exceeds it, then you're taking a net loss during this lawsuit.
And Shani for Christ could countersue for him wasting her fucking
time. How much
time.
Money do you think she has anyway?
I lived in her second home. Oh. I know she's rolling it. She's got at least $143.
If you sue someone that only has collective assets of, like, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars for a million, even if you win, you're not going to get a million out of them. No one else is going to give them money to give to you.
I think Shani for Christ is the type of person that puts her presidential collector's plates in her will, you know? She's got Star Trek cups from Taco Bell that she plans on giving to her grandkids.
Yeah, so here's the scenario. Here's the scenario. Here's the scenario. You sue Shani, and these are all just estimates. You sue Shani, she's worth $100,000. You sue her for $1 million. You win and are awarded $1 million, but you can only take what she has. Let's say you take it for everything she's worth. If this trial lasts more than like 3 months, you're going to end up giving all of your settlement that you can get out of her to your lawyer and probably more. Yeah. You'll be in the hole even though you won.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Think about it.
Now, you atheists think this is funny and everything and whatnot, right? You think it's funny for people to hack people's accounts and to block people?
No, I think it's funny that you think someone hacked your account.
Yeah.
Yes.
People that I never block. Y'all think this is funny?
No.
Y'all think this is funny?
So this is a live stream, and he's getting mad at the people in his chat. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're an atheist. Okay. Oh, man, there's a bunch of fucking trolls in my chat. They're all atheists. It's like, I've had trolls in my chat, too. So it's not, they're not doing it because they're atheists, even if they are. They're doing it because they like to troll people.
Mm-hmm.
But then he looks at the dumb shit trolls do on the internet, and he's like, this is how atheists are. Atheists doxed me. Therefore, these people who have me on their show and are polite to me, they're just as guilty as trolls that dox me on the internet. You know, it's hilarious. People were sending me these music videos that have, like, G-Man's, like, full name and shit, and I think it even mentions, like, where he used to work and shit on it, so mm-hmm. I never played those because of that, because I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But he acts like I deserve to be punished because other people did that shit, even though I consciously decided to ignore that kind of shit. It's so fucking ridiculous. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
But this is...
So this is what we got. This is what I got to deal with on Wednesday, Monty.
Yes.
Just a whole 2 hours of this.
Oh, yeah. There's so much more. So
I'm going to tell you something, too. I was always, always, always on that woman's side when somebody called CPS on her.
Talking about Shani.
This happens to me one more. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm tired of saying one more time. You know, as Christians, we're told to turn the other cheek, and we're told to constantly forgive. I'm going to tell you something. I'm also a person that believes that if a person isn't listening, that you ought to show them that you're not joking around.
Does it say that in the Bible? Does it? I don't think so. Hey, and I think
Ben Savage, I'm telling y'all, called it.
G-Man says, G-Man's really good at saying other people aren't real Christians because they don't do the shit exactly how the Bible says they should. But then he decides to make edits himself when he wants to.
Yeah.
Yep. He's just in the flesh right now.
You know,
now.
I know the Bible says turn the other cheek and stuff, but you know what? I happen to believe this other thing that's not in the Bible at all, and I like that better than what's actually in it.
Well, that's the sickest thing, right? Like, if you believe the Bible verbatim and live your life just how the Bible tells you to, you'd be the biggest piece of shit. And you have to kind of pick and choose what parts, if you're going to be a follower of Christianity, you have to pick and choose the parts that most make you Christ-like, right? And, and put you on that level. And most people aren't smart enough to do that because the whole point of being a fucking Christian is to follow. You're taking somebody else's lead. You're walking somebody else's path. It's not made for people that could discern what it is and make the best of it. It's made for people who are just there to follow Father McKay while he diddles their fucking kids.
Father McKayhee.
Preach, Billy, preach.
Yeah, very, very specifically Father McKayhee. So
yeah,
I just,
Father McKayhee. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Hammer time. Gavel time. You're going to jail, motherfucker. Catholic Church can't hide you anymore, jail. Father McKayhee.
I'd be very, because I'm not looking forward to this episode on Wednesday at all. like a whole G-Man.
Yeah. He mentions DP in there, but not a word about us. I keep talking to him.
You know what?
Calling him up.
Let you guys have your fun in this live chat.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, that's what happens when you
do live
stream.
I was doing great on YouTube before the live chat. I'll just get rid of it.
So he's blaming the live chat now for problems with YouTube?
As a matter of fact.
Oh, you might want to skip a bit. He's trying to figure out how YouTube works for a second here.
This could take a while.
Here's the thing. I don't got a problem with freedom of speech. I don't got a problem with people actually being able to express themselves. But when you abuse your freedom of speech, you know my rules on my channel. I am not one of these people that you play with. All right? I won't let you leave any comments. And I won't let you use my live chat.
That's fair. It's his live chat. Do what you want, G-Man. If you didn't need the chat, though, you wouldn't read it while it's live. But you read it because you need it to feed off of.
Yeah. Yeah, stop paying attention to that shit, G-Man. What are you doing?
The only reason I like the live chat here is to steal jokes.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. First, I'm going to deal with the police with this thing and whatnot. And then I'm you're going to see what I'm going to do about the Jay situation. Y'all mad now? Okay, cool. I'm going to give you something to be mad about. And I'm going to tell you something. You atheists brought this upon yourself. I'm going to give you something to be mad about.
Okay. What a hissy fit.
I got to wait until the video is over. Because I can't disable the live chat.
The live chat.
Yeah, I'm trying to
apparently from this right now.
We're but really watching him tech support
by the
here.
Way, by the way, there is a way to disable the live chat when you're in a stream.
I don't expect G-Man to figure that out.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand your position as an atheist. You don't believe in privacy no more. You support Brett King cutting your camera on when you show up in one of our rooms now, right? I just want to make sure
I don't even know what he's
this.
Talking about there. I don't even know what he's saying.
Because
he volunteered Brett Keane to be the moderator on his brand new channel, but he's never talked to him. So he's just made up all these things Brett Keane's going to do when he starts this new shit he's doing. It's hilarious.
If you're not going to respect my privacy, none of us are respecting yours anymore.
I don't... Not normally are you able to turn on people's cameras from your end. maybe if you trick them into downloading some kind of, virus that allows you to, get a remote desktop or something like that.
They were able to do that on a battle cam back in the day.
Yeah, sure.
Because you'd have to go into a lineup to go live, and your lineup would, you'd be in the lineup, so your camera would be live the whole time, and people would be waiting to get in, and then they'd be, pushed live, and they'd be there picking their nose or doing something
gross. You don't
believe
me? Come into my room again. I'm cutting your camera on.
What?
Okay.
And if you don't cut your camera on, you're getting out.
I'm cutting your camera on.
You're going to see what I mean soon enough. Trust me.
Oh, shit. G-Man's got next level cutting your camera on skills. Uh-oh. Yep.
Maybe that's just the power of Christ. Maybe that's what that is.
YouTube atheism is just about trying to trigger people.
Jesus is the best IT hacker on the planet.
He said YouTube atheism is just about trying to trigger people. No. The two things are separate. I like to trigger people because it's funny, not because I'm atheist.
Yeah, he can't discern the difference, though.
Right.
G-Man, here's the realest shit I ever wrote.
There's plenty of very normal atheists on YouTube that don't try to trigger people at all.
I don't know if you're self-aware, G-Man, but, it's not atheist versus God here. It's that you're a lolcow, and people know they can get reactions from you that are fucking hilarious, and you will continually feed them. So they just milk you for everything you're worth by stirring shit up with you. They're aggressors coming after you, not because
and you're I don't even do that
God
to
believer.
Them.
It's because you're a horrible person at taking any sort of adversary from people.
Adversary.
Adversary. Did I use a word there that doesn't exist?
I think it's adversity is what you meant to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's a word, but it worked. I know what you meant.
Yeah.
I know what you meant.
Fuck it,
you
G-Man.
Got audacity to use that word.
Adversity.
Oh. Have you sent the audacity to Ben and Billy yet?
I have not yet.
All right. Okay. Well, then I won't say anything.
All right. Let's see what he says at the end here.
That's it. And then it's over. That's it.
Somebody might have sent you the wrong stream.
No, this is it. I watched it earlier.
All right.
That's all I'm going to say about her. But as far as these atheists that are hacking into my account, I hope you had your fun.
I thought you said she hacked into your account.
You had your fun. What I said on my main channel, I absolutely meant. If this channel or my main channel goes down and I was not the one who did it, we're going to see how you like it.
I like how you say that so you could, in theory, delete your own channel and claim that someone else did it. And then use that as justification to dox more people.
Because I'm not just going after your little puny channels. The Non Sequitur Show, the Drunken Peasants, all of you are going bye-bye.
Oh, no.
You just remember that.
J-Man, leave us alone.
GTV.
Sweet G-Man, we never did nothing to you.
In another part of the video, he talks about how his subscribers will help him fund this lawsuit and shit. It's like, do you know how many of your subscribers came from this channel? And it's
most
probably, I would venture to say 75%. And that's a very conservative number right there. That's people. Most of your subscribers are honestly, I don't want to say hate viewers, but you're their lolcow. Yeah, that's what it is. That's why all the comments that you have to like look at and delete and all of the shit in the chat, why everyone in your chat are people who are fucking with you. That's why.
Mm-hmm. They come and squeeze your teats, G-Man, because your milk is plentiful. Your milk sacks are huge. They never run out. You're squirting 2% homogenized, motherfucker.
Oh, that's fucking beautiful.
To teach G-Man here. Maybe nobody ever never told him that.
Maybe he really thinks his G-Man channel is like king, and those people are just there to hear the word from him. Like, bro, they're not. Like, stop.
Here's George Pearson's. He says Satan is behind the Equality Act.
Oh shit!
What is really behind HR 5? What's at the root of it? What's at the heart of it?
This guy kind of looks like Odo from Deep Space Nine.
Oh shit, he does.
Major.
He does.
Major.
Like Rene Auberginois. Yes.
And I'm pretty sure.
Bentley from Benson.
I'm pretty sure the lady next to him is not actually a lady. She's just been Miss Doubtfiring this guy. Like.
hello.
Yeah. I think there's Dana Carvey under there.
What's behind the veil of it? What's behind the scenes of it? It's more than you realize.
It's more than
you see. But I'll show you. I'll tell you. This bill has absolutely nothing to do with equality, compassion, or protection. No, it has a totally different purpose. It is the first major move toward the 2020 election.
Ooh.
It is the very strategic plan of the Demonic Party.
The Demonic Party.
Excuse me.
He started to say party. Democrats and then changed it to Demonic.
Excuse me. I didn't.
Nice.
I didn't mean to make that slip up, but it's very apropos because the Democrats, all they want is for everybody to be equal. But God didn't want equality. The one person who tried to get on his level and claim himself a God was Satan, and he got banished to segregation. God created hell as segregation for somebody who just wanted to be equal with him. If God really wanted equality, he would not have made man and made man serve underneath angels. God wouldn't have made the angels with their perfect wings and perfect titties and their halos.
Sorry, God. Flesh.
With their halos. And you know what? You know what? If God wanted equality, he wouldn't make people various shades of color. Because we know damn well when you go and you buy a package of Pokemon cards, you want the shiny ones more than you want the plain Pokemons. Some people are just shiny. God made shinies. Fuck this guy.
It God is also shinies. About the
God made shinies. Okay? When that beautiful little albino porcelain pale alabaster boy is shot out of his mom's pink vajayjay, that little albino baby, you know damn well that baby was shiny and favored by Lord himself. He's gonna walk right to heaven's gates and blend in like camouflage. You know damn well you ain't gonna see a little ginger kid walk into heaven and camouflaged. He's gonna waddle into hell with a candy bar in his mouth and his dick in his other hand, cause he's a sinner, that Democratic ginger kid, that copper cab, that copper cab devil. That he ain't gonna be able to swim in the mayonnaise moat and blend in perfectly with his alabastered skin. No, that little red ginger freckle face, that little strawberry shortcake wannabe motherfucker. He's gonna go right to hell blending with all them sinners, cause God does not care about other people than the alabaster baby boy. He gives them kisses. Yes. He sacrificed them to Jerry Sandusky. Okay, the alabaster boy gets sweet kisses at the Catholic Church. Emphasize. Lick, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Preach, Brother Billy. Of the new
Democratic played around, goddamn it.
Platform.
Yes, yes.
I got 250 about this. I got 250 for that plate right now.
listen, drunken peasants fan. The plate is passing around. Just hit the Streamlabs. Donate to Brother Billy.
Yes, donate to Brother Billy. Each person should give Brother Billy a donation. I like, what was that shit you said? You copper top bastards. What was that?
You copper cab. Yeah. Copper cab is the ginger kid that South Park fucking trolled on. I don't know. He's like the god ginger.
Oh my god. That was good shit. That was good stuff.
That was good. You know, talk that religious shit, Billy.
I'm starting a church right after I get done writing my new book, Virginity Wars.
Yeah. I saw you talking about Virginity Wars. If you need some art for Virginity Wars, hit me up, Billy.
Okay, like, we'll talk because
keep working together. I can design the Virginity Gauntlet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's got to be the gauntlet on the cover, and in the background there's got to be like a box of tissues and some Jergens.
Yes.
The donation plate.
Sorry, my fingers slipping.
To the donation plate. Thank you, PZ Ham. Your donations have made God a little closer to the almighty white center of the nougat chocolate candies, okay? Because nobody cares about the chocolate coating. They want the white, creamy middle, okay?
we've barely got into this equality video, Benjamin.
He's just like, if God didn't want us to be segregated, then why he make us all different colors? Think about it.
Why, if he didn't want some people to be better than others, then why would he color code us?
Yet, who doesn't arrange their smarties based on what color they are?
Mm-hmm. Only a psycho would take a handful of M&Ms and pop them all in his mouth at once.
Yep.
I do that all the time. As a random sidebar, I used to bring candies to my job all the time. And people would always eat my candies without asking. So what I started doing was taking the M&Ms and the Skittles and just mix them all together in one big container and just watch people just grab them and eat them all at once. So, yeah.
Thank you for your tithings.
I like how people will put like all of one color M&Ms on their concert rider. Because they just want the people to call them back. Like, they'll put weird things on their concert rider just so they know that people are actually paying attention. So when they show up, if they get it, they'll know that that venue was paying attention to their demands. It's a crazy little sneak to put in there.
I would ask for some shit like individually wrapped Chex Mix.
Yeah.
And shit, I can't say it. Remind me in a couple weeks. I'm going to check with my friend. And I've heard stories about random demands, but I think she might have told me in confidence from bands, like popular musicians. So I don't want to get her in trouble.
One of my buddies puts Dunkaroos on his rider because you really can't find them anywhere. And they'll call and ask if he can get like a different sort of edition. So like when they call, he knows they're on their shit. So he's prepared to go work with them.
Yeah. I need a blue bucket mixed with the ice of a goat's blood.
With ice of a goat's blood.
What does that mean? Figure it out. Like, look it up. Google it, motherfucker.
Dude, the tithes are flowing in.
Yeah, thank you.
Ben, while you left, I gave a sermon. And
I heard it.
I think it opened up the floodgates because the donut. Yeah. And the worst thing is, it was a pro-white sermon. Right, so I don't know how I feel about all this money.
It wasn't pro white. It was pro it was pro homogenous culture.
Yeah,
there you go.
So it was all racist. Is that what's happening?
I think so. Yeah, it was pro shiny. We're all just pro shiny. God made some people shiny. That's special.
You're about to create the next alt-right meme. They're gonna be shinies now, Billy.
Oh no!
Shinies.
You did?
Oh no! Oh no!
White House back.
Billy did this.
Persecuting the Christians.
It's my fault.
And most of all, the love of money is the root of all this evil. Big business behind it.
True.
There's money.
That's true.
And there's
you
lots
know
of
that's
it.
True.
There's
Sharon,
money
take your
abortion,
wig off and sit
and
down.
There's lots of it. There's money behind this perversion, and there is lots of it. However, that is what is only on that surface. There's another surface below, and it's Satan's last stand to steal a nation. He's the very spirit of perversion, abortion, and everything that is godless and evil and twisted. There's a godless party pushing its godless agenda. Its platform is being rewritten. Satan is behind it.
Blobbity, 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 blobbity,
blobbity, boo. Yeah. Put it together, what do you got?
He's not saying anything.
Blobbity, blobbity, boo.
No. I was waiting for him to get to some racist shit. I thought it was coming. I thought he was building to it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh.
Satan was driving the Equality Act.
Damn it, Satan.
Here's Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yeah, Muslim in Congress now.
Here we go.
In government all over, starting to spread around the country.
Wait, did somebody do the Nancy Pelosi thing to Jesse Lee Peterson? Is this the Nancy
Pelosi with this new beard? I'm liking this look. He's looking more like Uncle Ruckus. Somebody's going to poke his eye out soon,
and
he will be full Uncle Ruckus.
Don't wish that on him. He needs his depth perception. That's all he's got.
It's coming.
If is this Jesse Lee Peterson has been slowed down like Nancy Pelosi was, right?
Nope.
This is natural Jesse Lee Peterson. Oh, shit.
Radical homosexual. Ready for.
That's a 90s sitcom. That's a 90s sitcom. The radical homosexual.
And no, look, listen, guys, him. If y'all get JLP on a show, I don't care when it is or what we're doing, even if it's tomorrow at my daughter's birthday party, I will cancel. I'm here.
Do you love black people?
For his so-called husband.
So
with no shame, kissing in the public.
Not shameful.
No shame. They're kissing in the public.
Would that make you feel better about it somehow?
I would appreciate it if they just kissed, like, maybe in a phone booth with the booth closed so I couldn't see them.
Yeah, they're sucking the dick in public.
Sucking their dicks in the middle of the bushes. I can hear the bushes rattling. They tell me it's a raccoon, but I think it's really two homos kissing and sucking.
And people applaud like it's real. They call a man husband like it's real.
It is real.
It's shocking.
If I couldn't even hold hands with my lover 20 years ago in public without getting the shit kicked out of me, I think I'd be more propelled to kiss him in public now that, you know, I feel safe with
it's
it.
It's also totally like the husband thing. That's totally real. In the eyes of the law, gay people are allowed to have legal marriages that are just as valid as straight people marriages.
But they're not religious. That don't really count. Though,
and that's what they want to do.
I don't
want to
make them no cake.
And I've been told that they voted in a black radical lesbian homosexual from New York, Chicago.
Like he has a stroke when he pronounces it.
Supposedly she kissed her so-called wife. So now they outwardly calling two men husbands and two women wives.
Uh-huh.
And the straight people are calling their relationship partners. The radical homosexual started out calling their phony relationship partners.
The radical homosexual lesbian.
They convinced the straight people, don't say girlfriend, boyfriend, or fiance, or husband, wife. Say partner. And so the straight people, as weak as they can be, said, okay.
Okay.
Now they call partners while the homosexual has taken over the term husbands and wives.
But this partner thing makes sense, though, because the Wild West is coming back. You have the Old Town Road. You have that Red Dead Redemption 2. The Wild West is big right now. So calling your wife like, howdy, partner, that's cool. That's hip.
I don't think I've never heard of that.
Howdy, partner.
It's mind blowing. It's just hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
I'm not going
to
make a pee.
All right. Do your pee thing.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Beta.
Let's see. Here's I guess for a while at these libraries or something, they were having a drag queen story hour. Yes. And it was a while back, but now these people are freaking out about it. They've been freaking out about it for a while, and here's one guy, he's still raging over it.
I want to go back to something you made reference to in your remarks about what took place in Louisiana, and it's been happening in communities all across the country, the drag queen story hour. You know, I see that, and I think, where are the dads?
In drag? You just didn't notice them.
Yeah, and this goes back.
They looked fabulous.
The dads are reading the fucking stories.
To what you were talking about, Pat, about the attack on the family, because when there is no father in the home, there is no protection for the children. And that's where men need to begin.
Only men protect their children. Without men, children are totally defenseless.
Exerting themselves as leaders, as you said, Pat, that's my child. I brought them into the world. Get your hands off.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off of her.
I believe this time it is time for men
to dress like women
and display some righteous indignation and turn over a few tables in our culture when it comes to our children.
He was like cutting a wrestling promo.
I don't think he knows what righteous indignation is. I think he likes the way it sounded.
Yeah.
That wasn't the proper context.
I've got
he sounded smart saying it, and that's what matters. It's like, it's not about what you say or what you mean. It's about how the things you say make other people feel. And it made those people feel very smart when you said it.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him.
I've got so many issues with so many parts of what he said. Stop. Just stop. Just stop. They're just drag queens. It's people wearing clothes that they like to wear.
You see, this goes back to the perception. There's a lot of people. I know a lot of straight people or people that claim to be straight that believe that you can catch gay.
Yeah.
That
I know a lot of straight people that dress like women that will sit with me just like any other dude talking about that woman's ass all night long. So.
We know different types of people. I just want y'all to know.
Yeah. I know lots of random people. I'm accepting of random people.
Yeah. It's a weird, like, I know a lot of people that think you can catch gay. It's like if your kids like how Alabama banned the Arthur wedding episode because it was like, oh yeah, we don't want our kids seeing that. You know, it's like because they think that the kids will see it and be like, oh yeah, I think I'll just be gay now. Like that's
not to be fair though. You can catch gay.
Yeah.
Like if there's a really hot gay dude that wants to suck your dick, you can catch that. Mm. You can be like, yeah, fuck it, just blow me, dude. No big deal. It's a choice. Like,
hey, it's a choice to ultimately get your dick sucked by them.
Exactly.
Here's
it's a choice to catch those lips.
Here's someone named Dave Hayes. He says soon Trump will be able to execute his political enemies.
I'm here to tell you, like I've been telling you, these people are going to face prosecution. They're going to face serious jail time, and some of them will face the death penalty.
Wow.
There is no other way forward. And as Brennan Dulley has often pointed out, this is a zero-sum game. Trump declared war against them, and they know that they are facing life in prison or possibly a death sentence. They know that.
What?
This is a winner-take-all game. Trump is either going to prosecute them and put every one of them in jail and probably have a lot of them executed, or they are going to come after him and kill his family.
This chucklehead run out of Game of Thrones episodes to critique, so now he's just creating a scenario where Trump can behead people for, like...
He does kind of have a Varys thing going on right now, so... Yeah,
he probably is castrated as well.
That is how this ends. Funny. Either Trump wins or they win.
Winning isn't about killing each other in our politics.
In this Game of Thrones.
I would like to look at his news feed to see where his information comes from.
Yeah.
And this is
really would.
It's obvious that his news feed has no actual news. The questionable feed we want to see is his Pornhub search history. That'll tell us all we need to know about this guy. What type of porn he watches.
It's a zero-sum game. And if you do not think that those people are going to be prosecuted, you do not understand what the stakes are.
No. I understand how the law works and how what can and can't be done.
I understand
by
Trump.
The president.
I understand stakes. That's why I'm going
to
give you brand new Trump stakes.
Medium to medium well. Medium to medium well.
Medium well with ketchup.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I like my steak well done with ketchup.
And in a game like that where the stakes are that high, there can be no clemency, there can be no deals, and there can be not much mercy. They're all going to be prosecuted. And
on what? What are the charges?
What's the crime that took place?
And I would anticipate it's going to look like it happened like it did when it happened in Saudi Arabia.
Oh my God.
Saudi Arabia, I think, was a good example of what this will look like. November 4th, 2017. They rounded up in one day all the corrupt politicians, the Saudi royal family. They rounded up corrupt businessmen, arrested them all in one day. And we're probably going to see something like that here.
You want it like that? That's insane.
Like that. And shout out
to
everybody getting us
Saudi Arabia then.
The 75% level on these streamlines. Thank you. You guys are fucking awesome. Sweet boys and girls. Yeah, this guy is like the worst type of speculation. It's like, this is my type of speculation when I go into some sort of conspiracy theory that has no base to it.
Right.
Except mine are funny. This guy's just doomsdaying us.
He's like, you know, one day Trump's going to round up everybody and slit their throats because they have a differing opinion. You know that,
right?
I think
he wants it that way.
Yeah. It's some wishful thinking. Chill out, penis dome.
There are going to be mass arrests, and these people are going to be held accountable. And Trump told the media today, oh, yes. Yes, they're guilty of treason, and yes, they're going to pay the penalty for it.
He said he was going to lock Hillary up.
There you go.
He said everything. He's going to build a wall. He said Mexico's going to pay for it. He says everything. He says he says he didn't fucking pay Stormy Daniels no money. He's always lying. Mm-hmm. He's literally always lying. He says he's a stable genius, forgets he calls himself a stable genius, and calls himself a stable genius again. He forgot that he got shit for that 6 months ago and said it again because he forgot how fucking stupid it was then.
But wait a minute. Donald Trump has one of the great memories of all time. He's the gamotes.
Yeah. This is the guy that created Covfefe.
Yeah.
Don't give him shit.
I created Covfefe.
That was funny.
We watched this guy on the private show last night that wears diapers for fun.
This is my new favorite dude.
We have an issue here where we've got missing teeth. It's missing the little...
This woman does the diaper review, and then he models them.
So funny.
Oh, there's someone else there this time.
Present in the mail of outdoor lights, so...
Is he wearing the diaper?
His voice is kind of mission.
What's he doing?
He's just fatting around.
There was one he was floating in a swimming pool with his diaper.
I'm testing the diaper underwater. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, this was a bad idea. The diaper absorbed all the water.
I don't see the diaper. Yeah, I think he's wearing it, though.
This is Casey Neifet. So this one doesn't even have the diaper in it?
Yeah, I don't know why this one was sent to me.
Y'all crazy, guys. Y'all crazy, because there's so many good videos of this guy.
I'll just show you part of the one we watched last night. Because at first, this woman's just talking about the diapers, and we're like, what is this? And then all of a sudden, super white thighs with a diaper.
It's a gold mine.
Just pop
it's
up on the
It's a literal gold mine. I want him to be the next DP antagonist.
She takes a drink.
Welcome back to the channel. We have a very special video for you. First of all, we have hit our 3,000 subscriber mark. So make sure you tune back in for our details.
This is diaper done.
Yeah, yeah. So she spends like 18 minutes just unfolding it, talking about all the different features, talking about how cute the pattern is.
And we're looking at it. We're watching this last night, and the diapers are Barnyard brand, right? So we're thinking maybe they're for animals.
Well, people in the chat said that, and I'm like, I don't know. They look like human diapers.
Because
to
we're
me.
Trying to figure out why they exist. Why is it?
Because a lot of animals have like way thinner legs in proportion to their body.
But why would
and
an
these
adult
had, like human leg holes?
But why would an adult buy a diaper that had fucking Barnyard animals on it? It doesn't make sense.
Because it's adorable.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And she's over here with this bucket. We're like, what's she gonna
do?
Here we go.
Although
that
inside
baby,
she starts like rubbing it like
the core area that width ended up being 9 inches.
I'm a naughty baby. I go poo poo in the diaper.
And then there's a video of him floating around in a swimming pool, and they do like all these underwater shots.
He's just floating around,
just like floating. And you know, diapers like fill up with water and expand. He's just like floating. Didn't he go like, oh, maybe that wasn't such a good idea?
He's like, this is a bad idea. It's all soaked and bunched up. And I can feel jelly crystals like seeping into my anus.
It's like a pillow between my legs. That's what he said.
Oh, my God.
This was a terrible idea.
I just want to boast a super cute print.
Super cute.
And the little wetness indicators is kind of fun as well. So over 21 pounds.
Is that where the animals come in? Are those the wetness indicators?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, they really are. The animals,
something to help.
As you pee yourself, the animals eat the grass, and the grass disappears.
scientific way, but to see that number and know that they're capable of holding that much, you know, that adds a lot of confidence. For those
I'm a naughty baby,
needs,
I go do
you know
the
that confidence
diaper.
Is super important to get you through the day. Like I've said in the past, I'm gone 12 hours a day. And I do like that I saw the numbers that it's capable of. I know you like it very much.
I do.
So, Ben, what do you say for one of these private episodes? We get a pair of these diapers.
You want to wear diapers?
And we'll see who can fill them up the most during the private episode.
No, I don't
do
that. Nope.
You don't think so?
You lost me. I'm not too proud to wear a diaper, but I don't want to like crap in it and stuff. I don't want to do that.
You don't
want to?
We could weigh them out at the end and see whose diaper is the heaviest.
That sounds awful. That sounds like a terrible show. But it also sounds like a good way for you to get Chipotle sponsorship. So you might kill a couple birds with one stone.
Couple turds with one bone.
Sure. Bars.
Bars. Yeah, I ate Chipotle today too, so I'm ready to strap one of these on.
Oh God. It just everything about that sounds awesome. Awful. That fucking why does his shirt look like the wallpaper at a daycare?
I don't know. I mean, it's similar to the pattern on the diapers that he likes to wear.
That
creates more questions than answers, though.
There was one where he was straight up wearing a onesie, and he had the pink princess diaper on as well. These people are amazing. I want them so bad to become our next antagonist. Like, if they just responded with a video saying how vile and evil we were for picking on him and his diaper, picking on a poor widow baby for wearing a diaper, that would make my fucking day. Oh, man.
Oh. Well, shots fired, diaper people. Come on in.
Make your move.
I love it.
So we'll try them out for... We'll try them tomorrow. We'll try them tomorrow. So 3,000 subscribers. We would like to take a moment to thank you all that have watched it. At this point, the 3,000 subscribers only equals about 10% of our views. So there's 90% of our views are from unsubscribed people.
Yeah, people that just want to watch just watch the guy that wears diapers.
Yeah, 90% of our views are from people that just tune in to watch me wear a diaper. They don't care about us.
You should be happy that 10% of the people care enough to stick around, even if they are just sticking around to see your next diaper video.
So we're going to have to end this stream because we need like at least a few minutes of downtime before we start this other stream.
We got to set up the next stream. Everybody right now, go to the Drunken Peasants Underground channel. We will be live.
Link in the description.
Very shortly.
And we're going to count whatever happens on that show towards our goal. So hopefully some of you that want to come watch and participate, you can help us get to 100%.
Tell a friend.
All right. Yes. So we're going to go do that now. Hopefully you guys follow us over there. Link in
the
description.
It's not private. No, link in description. It's public for everybody. We're going totally to DP Underground. It's an after show where Ben and I are going to bullshit with everybody and watch some wrestling on the side. It's a way for us to continue streaming tonight and watch a little wrestling and share it with you guys in a very special way. Special way.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yes.
Let's do it.
And check out Hannibal Money Show.
Yep. Check out our show. Subscribe.
Yes. Yes. You know how to find us.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
I'll be setting things up really quick, so it's going to take a little bit.